As producers turn their attention from a prolonged and frustrating summer season to fall fieldwork season, approximately 130 Kansas producers gathered in Wichita on August 9th for Sorghum U Wheat U to hear from their peers, learn the latest from researchers and commodity analysts, and discuss the outlook for the upcoming sorghum harvest and wheat planting. The free one-day educational event organized by High Plains Journal highlighted management techniques, drought discussion, fertility recommendations, and other commodity-focused topics. The day started with a panel moderated by Craig Meeker of Wellington and featuring farmers Michael Peters of Okarchi, Oklahoma, Brant Peterson of Johnson, Kent Winter of Andale, and Brett Olke of Hoxie. Peters is currently serving chairman of U.S. Wheat Associates. The panelists shared their methods of growing high-yielding, high-quality wheat and sorghum, marketing opportunities, including direct-to-flour mills and food-grade sorghum producers, on-farm storage solutions, and technologies they wouldn't want to be without their farming operations. They agreed that when looking at these two crops, it's important to be frugal, not cheap, indicating that fertilizer and fungicides will pay off in the end. Following the panel discussion, attendees broke into commodity-focused breakout sessions. The first session addressed a top decision that wheat farmers are making right now. What varieties of wheat should they select to plant? K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz presented an update on current wheat varieties, including the availability of new varieties and details on upcoming variety releases. Fritz said that when there will be seed available for planting this fall, chosen variety seed may have been sold already, stating that farmers looking for a specific variety may have needed to make their decision and secured seed earlier in the year. Battling weeds was a common theme across the state for wheat farmers this season, and the second session tackled this challenge. Sarah Lancaster, K-State Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist, discussed the different weed management options available to wheat farmers at different points in the wheat growing season. Following the breakout sessions, the sorghum and wheat joined together for a luncheon featuring a keynote presentation on Kansas weather trends by Ross Jansen, Chief Meteorologist at KWCH, and updates from Kansas wheat and Kansas grain sorghum. Jansen told attendees that he expects this fall and winter to be mild with average to above average precipitation because of the current El Nino weather pattern. Aaron Harries, Kansas wheat's Vice President of Research and Operations, provided a wheat industry update. Afternoon breakout sessions covered soil health by Josh Lofton, Oklahoma State University Cropping System Specialist, Market Outlook by Michael O'Day with StoneX Financial Incorporated, and Common and Recent Pests by Joff Witten, K-State Entomology Specialist. A final panel focused on how to enhance wheat quality and yields, featuring perspectives from Dr. Sarah Lancaster, Michael Barr, Dr. Kelsey Onofre, and Randall Varnell. Miss the events but still want to explore these topics? Check out WheatRx for the latest researcher recommendations on the key management areas of hard red winter wheat, including the 2023 Kansas Wheat Variety Guide. Check these resources at kswheat.com/WheatRx. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.